The Country Station, Goober 95.1. Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. It's 5 a.m. right here in the Studo Financial Studios, and I've got Kristen Hildebrand, Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, right alongside, and we're going to pick up with the pollinator theme that we have on. This is National Pollinator Week.
Yes. Okay. So excited about it.
Yeah, it kind of makes me break out. No, that's the bee sting thing. Okay.
I was going to say, I am allergic to bees as well. So I definitely don't want to be stung.
No. But, you know, all of the good things that pollinators do and all the things that they bring us. And we think about all the wonderful things. You know, we had lots of strawberries this spring and you know, we've got corn coming up. And we've got tomatoes on the vine. And you know, all that was with the help of pollinators. You know, the critters that are pollinators, the wind and the rain pollinate some as well. But
they do.
But the critters help us out a whole lot. So you're going to talk about some really pretty critters that are pollinators and what we can do to attract them. You're going to talk about monarch butterflies, correct?
Yes, that's exactly correct. So I wanted to highlight this because it's kind of it's definitely an interest of mine, and I want to convey that interest over hopefully to other people, because that's essentially what extension agents like to do, is we hope to inspire and encourage others to garden. And this is a way that you can attract more monarch butterflies to your garden and landscape by putting in what's called a monarch way station. So basically, if you've never heard this term before, it's simply a garden that has both milkweed plants, which the monarch butterfly caterpillars will feed on, and then it also includes several variety of nectar plants that can also help with the adults as they feed. So it's really important to have both of those plants, because again, the caterpillars will use the milkweed plant, and then they'll go into the cocoon or the chrysalis, and then the adult will have those different nectar plants available. And it's really important to make sure that when you do plan a monarch way station, that you kind of stagger with the nectar plants, you know, spring into summer and then into the fall, because they do go through a couple of migration patterns.
Well, that makes sense. We've got to have stuff spread out so they've got something to eat all the time.
And exactly, like, so for the female, the adults, they also like to lay their eggs on the milkweed plant.
Right.
So you need to make sure you have several milkweed plants available, because those caterpillars will really demolish that milkweed rather quickly. So that's essentially, in a nutshell, what a monarch way station is all about. It just includes the milkweed plants, which are considered the host plant for the monarch butterfly, and then the nectar source to have lengthened out throughout the spring, summer, and fall seasons. So just a little bit more about the monarch way station, kind of some critical things that make it even more successful, is the best location for one is a very sunny location. So making sure that you have at least 6 hours of sunlight, 8 hours of sunlight's even better. That will also keep those plants really happy, and the monarchs will keep coming to it as well. If you have an area that does receive a lot of wind, Chris, sometimes that can deter the butterflies from being able to land on the plants. And that's one of the things that we've run into at the Warren County Extension Office, because, you know, we're located on Russellville Road here in Bowling Green, and so there is a lot of wind.
There's nothing to break the wind around your office.
Exactly. Okay. So we're going to have to look at installing some barrier type plants. You can also make your own barrier, like wind protection.
Sure.
But we're going to do it with some grasses, some native grasses. So anyway, I just kind of want to put that out there, that to know for location wise. Kind of some things. Now, a lot of times people will ask, Chris, you know, how do I make my Monarch Way Station certified? So what you need to do is you need to go to monarchwatch.org. It's a website called monarchwatch.org, and it will tell you what you need in order to certify your Monarch Way Station. So generally what it's going to say is size really doesn't matter. A good size, though, is about a 10 feet by 10 feet space, but there are some that are a lot larger than that. So that's just kind of a good starting point if you want to consider it. But there's also some different plants that are listed there, so that way that you know kind of some plants to look at. Here at the University of Kentucky, we have a great guide, and it's Attracting Butterflies with Native Plants, that was written by one of our extension specialists that's since now passed on Mr. Barnes. I can't think of his first name. But anyway, that's a really good guide, and you can pick it up or find it online, Attracting Butterflies with Native Plants. So, Chris, that's all I have for today.
All right. Well, folks, we're going to come back tomorrow. We're going to talk a little bit more about pollinators, okay? And, folks, we want you to tune in not only tomorrow, but each and every weekday morning with us here on Get the Scoop. Brought to you by our good friends down at Farmers Regional Livestock Market and over at Hobdy Dye and Reed. We'll get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.